listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Remember, you can send me a text at 2057, email at inbox at realitycheck.radio. I can't say I'm a fan of MMP. Darlene Tana is gone. Apparently was naughty, couldn't explain herself to the Green Party. Bit of a back and forth, back and forth. And she's gone. Briefly, she was called a they, wasn't she? But now she's a she again. So she's gone, and that's a feature of MMP. A, that she got in, because if there were problems in her father and her husband's business, she would never have been elected in her area because people would know. And her opponents would explain it every opportunity. So she wouldn't have even stood. But you just get on a list. Who looks down the list? Who knows anything of these people on the list when you vote Green or National for that matter or ACT? No clue. And they pop. And of course, once you are a list MP, when you're an electorate MP, I've been both, you have an electorate office and you meet everyone. And you meet everyone in the street. It's your area. And so you get held to account, you try getting a meeting with a list MP. They'll just blow you off because you're not one of their voters. But an electorate MP, even your ardent opponents, you meet with them, you talk to them, you be nice to them. Much, much better. Much, much more known. So under MMP, we get these people sailing under the list. They're not accountable to us. They're actually accountable to the party bosses. And funny enough, so are all the electorate MPs, because they can be shot out too under MMP. So the power has been transferred from we the voters, we the citizens, to the party. I hate it. She gets shot out, and another fellow gets shot in. Benjamin Doyle. Previously, I guarantee you've never heard of him. So I've done a little bit of research. There's an article that I'm reading from The Spinoff, which describes him. And he was number 18 on the list. But get this, you forget, it's been a tumultuous time for the Greens. So they lost Golraz Gariman because she did a bit of shoplifting. Funny enough. Spinoff describes it as she resigned in the face of shoplifting allegations. They're a bit stronger than allegations. Sadly, FSO Collins died. No need for a by-election. Just pop in next on the list. And then, gosh, I forgot this. Co-leader James Shaw resigned. And so three disappeared. Three came up the list. And Mr. Doyle sitting at number 18. And he comes. Here's how The Spinoff describe him under the basics. Doyle is Maori and Pākehā. That's the first thing that they think is important to say. That is Maori Ngāpuhi, Te Kapote and Te Pōpoti and Scots and Irish. Oh, who cares? But get this. He uses the pronouns. He's got three. The rest of us get by with two. He, him, she, her. No, he's got three. He's got they slash he slash, and then there's an IA. IA. I had to Google it under the personal pronoun business. And IA is the personal pronoun, is the Maori word for he, she. So he identifies as they, he, then Maori, he, she. Didn't vote for that. He's 33 years old. He's a parent, and he's a Taki Tapui. Had to Google that. Definition of Taki Tapui. is a Maori word historically meaning intimate companion of the same sex. The term was reclaimed in the 1980s and used by individuals who were gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, or part of the rainbow community. The use of takatapui as an identity is a response to Western ideas of sex, sexuality, and gender, and emphasizes one's identity as Maori, as inextricably linked to their gender identity, sexuality, or variation of sex characteristics. Yep. So that's what we got by way of introduction to Mr. Doyle. I can say he actually, because he gives that option. He also identifies as whakahae, which is disabled. Yep. And there's a picture of him, and he probably wins the prize for having the largest tiki around his neck. He wouldn't get in first past the post. They promised with MMP that we'd get more diversity, and it certainly has delivered with the likes of Mr. Doyle with his three pronouns. He's another good reason why we need to go back to first past the post and have people from our region that we know and elect and that who we want, not who someone else tells us we need. No. We should be voting for who we want. And we should be able to meet them walking down the street or in the pub or on the side of the sports field. These list MPs, they're just anonymous functionaries of the party. It's a rotten, rotten system. Send us a text 2057, email us at, I'm getting into that, email me. Yeah, email me at inbox@rallycheck.radio. It must be contagious.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.